It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's go to Europe now, where some big insurance companies have been making moves to separate from the coal industry. It's all over concerns about climate change. 15 insurers across Europe have cut or reduced their investments in companies tied to the coal industry to the tune of billions of dollars. And so the question now is whether this pressure on coal from the insurance industry will soon be felt in the United States. Oliver Ralph is insurance correspondent for the Financial Times in London. Hi, Oliver.
Hi.
So, Oliver, what exactly is going on between big insurance and big coal in Europe?
So there's a couple of things going on here in insurance. Some insurance companies have decided to stop offering insurance policies to some kinds of coal mining companies and also to power stations that use coal. They've decided they don't want to take these risks on anymore. The other thing that's happening is that as investors, insurers have a lot of money in the premiums they take in from their customers and they invest it. And they've decided that as investors, they're going to pull some or all of their money out of the coal industry and put it instead into clean energy.
Now, you said these big insurance companies don't want to take this kind of risk. Are these insurance companies stepping away because they see actuarial risk that they think is not profitable? Or is this political and marketing pressure that they don't want to be seen as doing business with big polluters?
I suspect it's a mixture of the two. Certainly the marketing perspective and the PR perspective doesn't do any harm. But they also think there's an actuarial risk. Global warming is not good for their businesses. Thomas Buberl, he's the chief executive of AXA, which is one of the insurers involved. He says that a world in which temperatures rise by 4 degrees is not insurable. And they're worried that if there is global warming, that leads to less predictable and more volatile weather, which ultimately is more expensive for insurance companies.
What does this pulling away mean for the coal companies? Does it mean that they can't build new coal-fired power plants? Does it mean that they can't mine if they don't have insurance coverage?
Well, they all need insurance coverage to do these activities. So far, the only four companies have taken action on refusing to provide cover. So it hasn't had a big impact on the market, according to people who operate within the market. But the pressure will tell. And if more insurance companies follow, then yes, it will be harder for coal companies to find insurance or more expensive. And I think this is what the pressure groups backing these changes want to see. They want to see life become harder for the companies that mine and use coal.
Well, the politics of global warming and climate change are a little different in Europe than they are here in the United States. That's for sure, Oliver. Any chance that this type of actuarial and political action from big insurance comes to the United States?
Well, it hasn't so far. There doesn't seem to be the same political pressure in the U.S. I guess given the politics coming from the White House, it's not perhaps the case that there's as much political pressure in the U.S. as there has been in Europe for insurance companies to take action. So I think that's much slower, and that obviously will limit the impact of whatever the industry is doing, because if a coal company can't find cover from a European insurer, probably there will be a U.S.-based insurer that's willing to offer it instead, or indeed one that's based somewhere else in the world.
What have the coal companies in Europe had to say about this?
Well, the trade body that speaks for the coal industry wouldn't talk to me at all. So they had nothing to say. I did speak to the insurance brokers who work with coal companies and buy insurance on their behalf. And the insurance brokers say that their clients are worried. They say that so far they've not seen any increase in the price of insurance. So at the moment they can still buy. But they're worried that this trend will spread to other insurers. It started with a few in Europe. And the concern is that if others take part, then it will bite. The companies that will be affected most really are small and medium-sized ones. The huge global mining companies, a lot of them have in-house insurance companies. Effectively, they self-insure a lot of these risks. So it's not so much the case that they're buying insurance elsewhere. Who it really will affect is the small and medium-sized companies, and particularly those in emerging markets where coal is still very widely mined and widely used.
Oliver Ralph, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Oliver Ralph covers insurance for the Financial Times in London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.